The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parasha is Parashas Lech Lecha. And in Lech Lecha, the Torah starts to tell us about Abraham Avinu, Abraham our father. Now, it's Yadua Lachol. Everyone is aware that the greatness of Abraham, he was referred to as Eson Ezrochi, that great giant. And he's known to all. And in this parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vagadol Shemecha," I will make your name great. Who hasn't heard of Abraham, of Abraham? And we all know that he was the Av HaRishon, the first forefather of Klal Yisrael, the Amud, the pillar of the Binyan of the Beis Yisrael. And his enormous hashpa, his enormous influence. However, there is far more in this than appears to the eye. And there's a great deal of depth when it comes to describing who he was and what his influence was. And he's given many descriptions, many names. For example, he is referred to as the Or, the Light. He is called Ivri. He's referred to as Av. He's called Melech. He's called Nesi Elakim, the Prince of Hashem. Now let us go into this evening. The beginning of the creation, it states, "Bereshis bara lekim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz." In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth. "Va'aretz ha'yisasohu v'bohu v'choshech al penei sahom." And the world was basically void and empty. There was nothingness. There was darkness. Over the endless depths, the Spirit of Hashem hovered over the waters. And Hashem said, "Let there be light." And there was light. The Medrash tells us on that pasuk, Medrash Rabbah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, that even though the simple sense of the meaning is Vayhi Or, Vayhi Or, let there be the light of the sun, Vayhi Or, and there was light. But there's another meaning to this pasuk also. And that is, let there be light, Ze Avram Avinu. This refers to Avraham. Adohu deksiv, the Medrash brings a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Mem Aleph Beis, Mi Heir Mi Mizrach, Tzedek Yikra'ehu Leraglei. The Heir in that pasuk is spelled with an ayin, which means who woke up that one from the east, to bring him from the east, and wherever he walked, he brought righteousness. He convinced people to leave their avodah zarah, their idolatry, and to serve the Almighty. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who woke Abraham up and said, "Lech lecha mi'atzecha, leave your land in the east." He had come from Ur Kasdim, from Bavel, from Iraq. And the Medrash says, "Al tikra he'ir ela he'ir." This does not mean to read Heir with an ayin. who woke up Abraham, but Heir was an Aleph, which means who brought this light into the world. So Abraham here is referred to as the light. Now, in the simple sense, this means that he brought light into a world of darkness, because preceding Abraham, there were generations of idolatry. The morale in Perek Vav of Gvuras Hashem goes into this statement with great depth. And he says, firstly, you see that Abraham was not compared just to light. He was compared to the light of the sun. Because at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, let there be the light of the sun. And the sun is the Or HaGadol. The sun is the great light of the universe. Secondly, he was not only compared to the light of the sun, he was compared to the Haskolas Or, to the Reishis Or, to the very beginning of light. Because this is what is referred to in the Pasuk. And before then, the Torah tells us, there was tohu vavohu v'choshech al p'nei tahom. There was nothing. There was darkness. Now what does all of this mean? Firstly, the Maral explains the difference between light and darkness, and in particular in regards to the light of the universe, is not merely where we are able in one instance to see, and in the other instance we are not able to see. But there are two dimensions here. With light, there is reality. There is creation. Without light, then it's a non-reality. There is no creation. And this can be explained in two dimensions. Firstly, the light of the sun does not only give light to the universe, but it actually sustains the entire universe. It gives heat. It gives the very energy which moves everything. And it gives parnosa. It gives sustenance. It gives growth. And aside from the fact that we are the recipients of the energy, of the heat, of the light, of the warmth, of the sun, but everything we eat that sustains humankind is basically the sun. Because it's the sun that gives the energy for the earth to grow, the vegetation. And we either eat from the vegetation, or we consume the wildlife, or the animals that eat from the vegetation. And all of the other animals either eat from the vegetation, or they consume other types of life that grow or ate from the vegetation. So basically, what we are doing, we are consuming the sustenance, the panosa from the sun. So the sun doesn't only give light, but it sustains the very universe. Secondly, generally, we like to think of the difference between light and darkness is if you're able to see or not to see. The Maral brings a principle. It's more than that. It's not that when it's dark you cannot see the creation. But in darkness, there's an actual minimization of the creation. With light comes reality. With darkness is a lack of reality. He writes, therefore, for example, nighttime, when the powers of the sun are at minimal, the power of the entire universe becomes minimal. The power of the entire universe becomes minimal. And there is a minimization of all of reality. Actually, this is something that scientists ponder, and some of them are coming to that conclusion, that it's not that when there is light, we see what's there, and when there's no light, the same is there, except we can't see it. But actually, the light fuels the existence. Now, following this, what we have said, we're saying that when Abraham, by he orders Abraham, let there be light. This refers to Abraham, the light of the sun. What we're saying is that he, the sun, is the physical energy of the world. The sun is the core of the physical existence of the world. Abraham is the spiritual energy of the world. He is the core of the spiritual existence of the world. If we would put it in a different phraseology, this would mean that just as the sun physically sustains the world, Abraham spiritually sustains the world. He is the soul of the world. Just as we have the physical body, we have what physically sustains the person, and we have what spiritually sustains the person. Abraham became the soul or the spirit of the entire universe. And now the comparison is very good. He or let there be the great light, the sun, which will be the physical master and sustain the physical world. With Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind also, there will be an Avraham Avinu, who will be the spiritual master, the spirit of the world, that will sustain the world spiritually. This is when we compare Avraham to the Or HaShemesh, to this light of the sun. But as we mentioned, there's another important point here. We're not merely comparing Abraham to the light of the sun. We're comparing Abraham to the creation of the sun. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yehi Or, let the light come into being," Abraham is compared to this. So we're comparing Abraham to the Hascholos Ha'or, the Reishis Ha'or, the very beginning of the light. Now, what preceded the light of the sun? The only thing that preceded the light of the sun was darkness. This is what the Torah tells us. It says the world, there was nothing in the world, and there was darkness. So the darkness preceded the light of the sun. Then where did the light of the sun come from? For example, if you plant a tree, you have a tree, you can ask where it comes from. It comes from the seed that was planted. Where did the sun come from? Everything comes from what preceded it. But where did the sun come from? What preceded the sun was darkness. Light cannot come from darkness. Light is the antithesis of darkness. The fact is, when there's darkness, there is no light. When there is light, there is no darkness. One counteracts the other. One dispels the other. So where did the sun come from? The sun had no beginning, no physical beginning. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Medrash tells us. And so accordingly, if Abraham is compared to the Hascholos Ha'or, to the beginnings of light, this means spiritually Abraham came from nowhere. He had no beginning. So this is another important point and principle that we learn. When the Medrash tells us, Yehi Or, Ze Abraham Avinu, then not only was he light to the world, not only was he the light to the world as the sun is the light of the world. In other words, the sustaining core of the world at the spiritual plane. But just as the light came from nowhere, from nothing physical, it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, spiritually Avraham had no predecessor. And we'll explain that a little later. With this is explained, we can understand many statements from the Chazal and also from the Psukim itself. Because in the Psukim that we quoted, it states that in the beginning when Hashem created the heavens and the earth was nothing. It was void. It was dark. It was empty. And then the Spirit of Hashem was there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let the light come into the world. See, he was speaking on two planes. Let the physical light come into the world and bring some existence to the world. And let the spiritual light come into the world. And Hashem saw it was good. And therefore he said, Vayar Hashem ki tov, let there be the world. Now, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Omer Aleph, Shish Alfei Shni Havi Alma. The Almighty created the world for 6,000 years. Shnei Alohim Tohu. The first 2,000 years was emptiness and darkness. The next 2,000 years was an era of Torah and light. And the last 2,000 years will be the era of the Melech HaMashiach, which means that he can come to perfect the world anytime during that period. Mor explains, why do we say the first 2,000 years was full of nothingness and darkness, and the second 2,000 years was an era of Torah and light? Mordechai says, because the first 2,000 years went to the point where Avraham was 52 years old. And we have a tradition, the Gemara says, that when Avraham was 52 years old, that's when he started to study Torah and to teach Torah. And that's when it states the posuk in our parsha, es ha-nefesh asher osu b'chorin. He went to teach Torah to many, many people. He had an enormous amount of followers, and these were the people that he and Sora made. So this means that Torah had not, in reality, come into the world with the force that the Almighty had planned until 2,000 years down the line. And that was Abraham. So that was Yehi Or. Physical light started during the 6 days of creation. But the spiritual light, the spiritual sun, came only 2,000 years later. This is Avraham, and this was Avraham. Further, the Mishnah in Masechta Oveis tells us, can you give me a siddur, please? Yeah. That's good. Thank you. The Mishnah Masechet Oveis tells us in Perek Hei, in Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis, Asora Doris Mi'odim Aneach. There were 10 generations from the first man until Noah. And this is to let us know how patient the Almighty was. See, we say on the Yud Gimel Midas, the 13 qualities of goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, we gave a shir on that for Yom Kippur. One of it is Erech HaPayim. He is very, very patient. He's long-suffering. He withholds his wrath. Why were there so many generations from Adam till Noah? Shekol hadoros hayam achisin uvayin. Because each generation after the next was worse than before. At shehivi alei ha-meyamabel, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the flood. which means that really he wanted to destroy the world after the first generation, after the second generation. But Lahidia Kama Erech Apayim Lefonav, how long suffering he is. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the destruction of the Rishoyim. He didn't create this wonderful world to destroy it. He wants that the Rishoyim should turn to good. So he waited. He waited one generation. He waited a second generation. He waited a third generation. He waited 10 generations. That was a period of over 1,000 years. Finally, he could not wait anymore. So he destroyed the whole world, except Noah and his family. Then it states, Asore Doris Mineach Vad Avraham. There were another 10 generations from Noach till Avraham. Lehidia Kama Erech Apayim Lefonav. To show how patient and long-suffering the Almighty was. Because the same thing happened again. Almost immediately after the flood, we had the Dor HaFlogah, where the generations got together and they wanted to make war with Hashem in heaven. And each generation was worse than the previous one. And he wanted to again to destroy the world. After one generation, after two generations. And when it came near the birth of Avraham, these sages tell us the whole world served Avodah Zarah, idolatry. The whole world, they had forgotten about the Almighty. There were two or three individuals in the world that had remembered the Almighty. And they were scattered in different places. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world. Achebo Avraham Avinu. All of the generations were making him angrier and angrier. Until the great light finally came into the world. This was Avraham Avinu. And he received the reward of all of them. What does that mean? Because he saved the entire world from destruction. Till then, there were almost no righteous people amongst the 20 generations that preceded Avraham. And even those few righteous people, like there was Noah, maybe Adam HaRishon, Meshusalach, even those few, Shem, Aver, but they were not a light for the world. They were a light to themselves. Kodesh Baruch Hu needed a light for the world. He needed a sun. When he created the physical sun, that was not a light which was limited to itself or to its four corners. That was a light that gave warmth and growth and sustained the entire universe. Kodesh Baruch Hu needed a spiritual light like that also. And Adam, and Noach, and all, they were not. Some of them were capable of sustaining themselves, maybe their families, maybe a very limited circle, but not the universe. So this is what is meant when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehi Or, let the sun come into being that will sustain the entire universe. I'm referring, he said, to a physical sun, and to a spiritual son. But that only came into being 20 generations later on. So now when we say Avraham was a light, we don't mean merely that he gave light to people. But he did what the sun does. He gave growth and warmth and energy and became the core of the entire universe, which gave sustenance to it. And now we understand. Because what was happening is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was losing the world When he created the world which would be attached to him. And during these 20 generations, the world was straying away from him. He was losing the world. And Abraham was the one that brought it back to him. So now with this, we understand very well that at the end of the creation on the sixth day, it states Yom Hashishi. And every day it says Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. The sixth day it says Yom Hashishi, the Hei Ayadi, it specifies it. Why? Because this was the end of the creation. And it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw everything that he did. Vayas Hashem kol asher osa. It was told me, oh, very good. And therefore, he said, let it carry on. But Yom HaShishi, he said, that's on the condition. That on another sixth day, the descendants of Abraham, when they stand at Sinai on the sixth day of Sivan, if they will bring the Torah into the world, then we'll carry on. If not, Machzer Ani Esa Olam, the Tohu Bavohu. If not, then I will bring the world back to what it was before the creation, where it was totally void and dark. We understand now another Chazal. In Perek Beis, Posuk Dalet of Bereishis, it states, Eile toldos shamayim va'oretz. These are the generations of heaven and earth. Bihi borom. B'yei ma'aseh shashem alakim eretz v'shamayim. It says, Bihi borom. Now, Bihi borom is a strange conjunction of the word. So it means in the day which they were created. But the Medrash Darshans, Bihi Borom, Osius Abraham. All of those letters spell Abraham. You have the Aleph there. You have the Beis there. You have the Resh there. You have the Hey there. And you have the Mem, Borom. Osius Abraham. To teach us, Bishus Abraham Nivra Olam. That was through the merit of the world, the merit of Abraham, the world was created. Now, according to what we're saying, it's very understandable. Because if not for Abraham, the world would not have had a soul. It would not have had a sustaining spirit. It would have strayed totally away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu until finally it would have gone into churban, into nothing, into devastation. It was through Abraham, though, that brought the world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it was through his chus. It's interesting because the hay is small, bihi borom, as if to tell us something. And Rashi brings another drosha to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the hay. He created two worlds, this world and the next world. The next world he created with the yud, it states, and this world he created with the hay. The Maral says, why did he use a hay to create this world? He says, the hay is a combination of a dalet and a yud. When you write the hay, it's a dalet and a yud. Dalet represents the physical world, because the dalet has both a vertical line and a horizontal line, which represents dimension. Vertical is the dimension from up and down, and the horizontal dimension from right to left. And that's what physical matter is. Physical matter is a substance which can be measured physically. So the dalet represents the physical world. So why didn't he create it with the dalet then? Why the hay? Because had he created it only with the dalet, then it would have been only a physical world. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want. So he placed the yud in the dalet also to make a hay and created it with both. Why the yud? The yud is the smallest letter in the alphabet. and actually has almost no dimension whatsoever. It's basically like a nekuda, like a dot. That represents a bilti gashmi, something which is non-physical. And that's why he created the next world with the yud. It states, ki yud ke, with the yud in the hay, tzura lekim ha'ilomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created both worlds. So the next world he created with the yud. This world he couldn't create with the yud because this is the physical world. But he didn't want to create it with the dalet either because then it would have been all physical. So he created it with a hay, which is a chibur, a joining of the dalet and the yud. In other words, there should be a physical world, but it should be also bound and attached to the spiritual world. And this is what we learn from this posuk. So it's not by coincidence that from the same word we darshan, Osias Avraham, these are the letters of Avraham, that in his chus the world was created, was sustained, because he was the one that came and gave that power to the civilization to bind the two worlds together. And then this is why we can also understand now very simply that the Chazal bring at the beginning of Bereishis bara Elokim, Bishvil Bereishis Shenikra Yisrael, Torah or Bishvil Bereishis Shenikra Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in the Shchus because of the Torah, which is referred to Reishis, and because of Yisrael, which is referred to Reishis. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want a world without Torah. That's a world with darkness. That's a world without mitzvahs. That's a world without law. That's a world without justice. That's a world without truth. This he didn't want. So Torah had to be part and parcel of the Torah. Otherwise he was not interested in such a world. And only Yisrael would be the sustaining power to bring that Torah into the world. But where did they get that sustaining power to bring Torah into the world? That was the Reishis. That was the Haskalah. That was the Reishis Or, Avraham Avinu. Avraham was the one who started to build it, and they received this from him. Now, his influence was so great. Generally, you have an individual who's a very, very great person. But the question is, how does that affect others? Sometimes some people are great and it doesn't affect others at all. Sometimes some people are great and they can have an effect on others. But how much effect do they have? Some people have an effect on those that are near them, some a little wider, some on many, many people. But for how long? Abraham's spiritual effect was on the whole world, the Chazal tell us, the whole world, and forever. The whole world and forever. One might think, how's that possible? How can someone, an individual, have an effect on the whole world and forever? No, it's very possible. Because, naturally, a person has to be enormous. But it's possible. Because we see it in the physical sphere. We see where there have been individuals in the physical world that have had an effect on the whole world forever. For example, you take an individual, Thomas Edison, that created electricity, changed the whole world. Or Alexander Bell, that created the telephone communications, he changed the whole world. Although they maybe only changed it in certain areas. But we can have an inkling of that. But Abraham was the spiritual giant that not only changed himself, and not only, together with Sarah, changed his family, but he changed the whole world and gave it that power to sustain itself forever. To give you an idea, the Medrash brings in on the Pasuk in Noach, beginning of Parshas Noach, it writes, right at the beginning, Ela told us Noach is Sadik Tomi Mahaya Bedorosov. These are the generations of Noach. Noach was the righteous person in his generation. Esalakim Isalach Noach. Esalakim Isalach Noach means that Hashem walked with Noach. Medrash on that posuk asks, this is in the Medrash Rabbah Perek, at the end of Perek Lamed. Oh, shoot, Aleph. By Avraham, it states, Yishalech lefonai ve'yesomim. At the end of our Sedva, by the Bris Milah, Hashem told Abraham, Yisalech lefonai, walk before me and be perfect. By Noach, it states, Esalekim esalech Noach, that Hashem walked with Noach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Moshe lemelech shoy lo shnei bonim, echot godel ve echot koten. It's an example of a person who had two sons, a grown-up son and a young son. He said to the small son, walk with me. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Noach. Esalakim Yisalech Noach. He told Noach, walk together with me. V'omalagodl, bo v'halech lefonai. To the grown-up son, he said, go and walk before me. Kach Avraham, shohekeach yofi yisalech lefone ve'yesomim. Avraham walked in front of Hashem. Noach, who didn't have that keach, he had to walk with Hashem. That means that Noach was a great person, a great righteous person. He saved the whole world from the flood. He didn't save the whole world, but he saved his family, and through his family he was able to reproduce the whole world again. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stay close to me. Stay close to me, I'll hold your hand. But by Abraham went in front of Hashem. He led HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the world. And then it states further in Nechemya Omar, this is, Nechemya gives the example, Moshe la'ayve shomelech shoy mishtakeh betit avo. There was someone who was very close to the king, and he was walking along, or he was in a chariot, and got stuck in the mud. Hitzitz ha'melech. The king saw this, v'roi, so yomele ad sh'ato mishtakeh betit ha'lechimi. He says, go away from there, or leave your chariot and come with me. And you'll come with me and I and my servants will see that you will not get stuck in the mud. That's what it means as Elikim Yisalech Noach. Noach and Hashem walked together. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to help him. But what's Abraham Deimel? La'ev Eishomelech Shoroas HaMelech Mahalek B'mvois Afelim. The king was walking through dark streets, and there was a beloved of the king there. Hitzitz ayava vihiskel meyer alav derech achalom. So he saw him coming by. So he went and he took a torch. He was in the building. And he went and he took a torch and held the torch out the window to light up the way for the king. Hitzitz amelech v'roi. So the king saw this. Omele ad shoto meyer li derech achalein bo ve'hiya lefonai. He says, you know, if you're going to light up my way from the window, come and walk in front of me and light up the way. Kachu amar Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Avram. So did Avram, Hashem say to Avram, Atshato meyeli bas putmayo umechavruseha bo vehi elefane be'eretz Yisrael. You're lighting up my way for me in Bovel, in Ur Kasdim, come to Eretz Yisrael and light up my way for me. And that's what it says, that Lech Lecha. And this is what Yosef said, Velekim Asher Yishalchu Aveisai Lefonov. Like Hashem, our God, who our fathers walked in front of. So what are we saying? The influence of Avraham was so great. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to walk him through the world. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to support him. But Avraham was like the prince that became the vanguard for the king. He led the way of the king through the world. It shows you what an individual he was. There, this is why now we can see that in this is why we can see in oh excuse me in the psukim in Lech Lecha Perek Yud Zayin Posuk Hey. Perek Yud Zayin Posuk Hey. It states, "Ani or Posuk Dalet, Ani hinei vrisi itoch vayisa la'av hamon goyim. I am going to make my covenant with you, and you will be a father to a multitude of nations." Bleikore od eshimcha Avram, you will not. Your name will no longer be Avram. Voyeshimcha Avraham, but your name will be Avraham. Ki avhamon goyim nisaticha, because I have made you for a father of a multitude of nations. So Rashi explains, before his name was Avram. What does that mean? Avram means Av, he was a father, Rom. Rom can mean two things. Either Rom means great, he was a great father, or Aram, he was a father to Aram Narayim. So Avram was a leader before also, but he was limited. See, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of Aram Narayim. He was limited to there. So his name was Avram. He was a father, a leader to Ram. But now, Akshav, now I am adding a hey, and you will be an Av, lahamon goyim, to a multitude of nations. Now what does it mean to a multitude of nations? Rashi brings Av lechol ha'olam. You will be a father to the whole world. The whole world. And what is an Av? The Av is the one who starts the generations. The Av is the one who is not the recipient. He's the giver. He brings into existence. Avraham will be known as Avraham, Av lechol ha'olam, father to the whole world. That's quite a title. Then, by Sora, in the next few psukim, where it stay in the next posuk, Tesvot. Vayom Elekim al Avraham, because Avraham had to have a Zivul Kemesha, he had to have a wife like him. Sorai Ishtecho le Sikra Shmo Soroi. Sora's name was Sorai. She shall be no longer called Soroi, but Sora Shmo. Now, what does that mean? Sora is from the word Sar, a princess, a queen. Sora was a queen. But Sarai means my queen. So Hashem said, no longer will she be known as your queen. Sarai livele ala acherim, Rashi says. Ki Sora stam shema. Her name will be a queen, not my queen. Shetehi Sora al hakol. She will be a queen to the whole world. See, here we see that emblazoned in Avram's name is where he will be Av lechol ha'olam. He will be the father of the entire world. That means the one who gave life to the entire world. This is the Av. And Sarah will not be my queen. She will be the Sarah al hakol. She will be the queen to the entire world. Further, now we must not make the mistake to think that this was Benister, Benela. This was in the concealed world. This was in the revealed world. The world recognized it at that time. Medrash brings on the Pasuk when Abraham, in this parsha where Abraham went to fight in the war between the four kings and the five kings, so it states in Pasuk Yud Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayetze Melech Sodom, after he defeated the four kings, Vayetze Melech Sodom Likrosoi, the king of Sodom went to meet him, Acharei Shuvah Mahakeses Kelome, Vesamolochim Asher Itay, after Abraham had annihilated Kedlomer and the kings that were with him, El Emek Shoveh, to a place called Emek Shoveh. That's a certain valley. Hu Emek HaMelech. Now this was referred to as Emek HaMelech, Valley of the King. Why was it referred to as Valley of the King? So Rashi brings from the Medrash Rabbah, but the Rashi is concise. What the Medrash says, this is a Medrash in Mem Gimel, Osvav. Actually, the Aesias, the places of the Medrash that I'm quoting, the chapters are this consistent, but the various numbers of the paragraphs are not consistent in all of the Midrashim. In the Medrash that I'm using, it's Osvav. In others, it's brought. Well, at any rate, so Shisham Hushvu Kol Umay Sa'olam, the Medrash says. After that war, and that was a war with enormous miracles because there were four kings, four empires, and they allied themselves together. And Avram went to attack them with a handful of people. And he won. So there was enormous miracles. And there he did it for the act of justice, and he wouldn't take any of the spoils for himself. So there, Shisham Hushvu Kol Umay Sa'olam, all of the nations of the world came together in this valley. Vikotzetzu Arozim, and they cut down trees. Arozim, these are the cedar trees. These are great trees. But also Bima Gedola. And they made a great bima platform. Vaheshivu Eisei B'Seicha Lemalo. And they placed Abraham on the bima. Vayumakalsin Lefonov. And there they praised him. Vomru Lei. And they said to him, Vaimrim Lei, Shomanu Adoni, Melech At Oleinu. Nosi at oleinu, Elohai at oleinu. They said, listen to us, our master. You are our king. You are our prince. You are our God. Omalehem. So Abram said to them, Al yechsa elam malkei, val yechsa Elohai. He says, does the world lack a king? Does the world lack a God? And he would teach them about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is why it was called Emek. It was Emek Shoveh, but it was called Emek HaMelech Shisham Hushvu Kol Umay Sa'elam, because there all of the nations of the world came together, V'himlichu Es Avram Aleihem, and they coronated Abraham to be their king. So this was not only in the concealed world; this was something which was known throughout the whole world. The same thing we see when he came in the Parshas Chayesorah. In Perichov Gimel, Osvov, he came to the Bnei Ches, and he asked for land to bury Sorah. So they said, Shema'enu Adoni, Nasi Elakim, Ato B'Seichenu. They said, listen, we will listen to you, my Lord, because you are the Prince of Hashem in our midst. This was recognized throughout the whole world. We have a pasuk in our parsha that right after the victory of this war, this is pasuk Perek Yudalet pasuk Yutes, Malki Tzedek in Yutches is Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem Hotzi Lechem V'Yoyim. Malki Tzedek, who was the king of Sholem. The king of Sholem, this was Shem, who was the king of Yushalayim. Yushalayim then was called Sholem. Hotzi lechem v'yoyin, he brought out bread and wine. Hu kein le'el elyon. He was a kohen, a priest to the supreme God. Shem was a great tzaddik. Vayvorcheu vayomar. He blessed him and he said, Baruch Avraham lekel elyon. Blessed Avraham to the supreme God, Kone Shomayim va'oretz, who has acquired heaven and earth. Now, he said, Blessed Avraham to the supreme God, Kone Shomayim va'oretz, who has acquired heaven and earth. There's a question here. What does it mean who has acquired heaven and earth? Kodesh Baruch Hu hasn't acquired heaven and earth. Right? He didn't acquire it from anyone. So Rashi answers the fi pashtus. Rashi answers in the simple sense. And he says, K'mei eisei shamayim v'oretz, al yidei asiyosei konun liyei shalei. It means the supreme God who has made heaven and earth. By making heaven and earth, it's as if he has acquired it. But that doesn't answer everything. Because what does it mean? Because he made heaven and earth, it's as if he has acquired it. Hashem has to acquire it in order that it should belong to him, himself. And if he didn't acquire it, who would it belong to? Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash asks this question. And the Medrash says, this is the Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Dalet Posuk Yutes. It's in Mem Gimel, Perek Mem Gimel Ches. Mimi Konam states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has acquired heaven and earth. Who did he buy it from? Who did he acquire it from? So the Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Hoye Makabel Esa Obrim, Vesa Shovim, Abraham would come into contact with all of the travelers, all of those that were going one way and coming the other way. And he would invite them to eat and drink. And once they finished eating and drink, he would say, Borchu, Barache. He would say, bless, say a blessing. So they said, what should we say? Bless the God of the world, that we have eaten from him. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, Ani lo haya shemi nika lebri oisai, vihikata esi bibri oisai. My name had become forgotten from all of the people, from all of the creations. And you brought my name back to the people. Male ani alecha, ki lo ato shutef imi bibri oisai shel olam. So I consider you to be a partner with me in the creation of the world. Hador deksiv, that's what it means. Kol ne shomayim ba'oretz. I have acquired heaven and earth. There are two explanations in the Meforshim, in the commentaries. One is that blessed is Avraham. Where's the posuk? The posuk is, blessed is Avraham to the Supreme God who has acquired heaven and earth. This refers to Avraham. That blessed is Avraham who has acquired heaven and earth. Because Avraham has become a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when I created the world was taken away from me. All of civilization refused to recognize me. You brought the world back to me. You taught the people who is the creator of the world. Therefore, I make you a partner in the creation of the world. So, Baruch Avraham, blessed Avraham, Lekel Elyon, to the Supreme God, Kone Shomayim Ba'oretz, who Avraham has acquired heaven and earth. That's one explanation. Another explanation is blessed Avraham to the Supreme God, because God has acquired heaven and earth. But who did he acquire it from? I acquired it from Avraham. It refers to Hashem. But I acquired it from Avraham because I lost the world. The world was lost from me. The world is mine, but it was taken away from me. But you brought it back to me, because you are the one who brought the people to recognize who the world is. So you brought it back to me. So therefore, Kenei Shomayim Voretz, I have acquired it from you. So either it refers to Avraham, owns the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he brought the world back to Hashem. So this further shows the enormous influence that he had. Now we mentioned before that Avraham is compared to the light of the sun, which sustains the whole world, the whole physical world. But not only to the light of the sun, but to the reishis or, to the creation of the sun. Yihi or, let there be light. And where did the light of the sun come from? Came from nowhere. Nothing physical. Because as all that physically preceded the sun, it stayed for the darkness. If there was darkness, you can't get light from darkness. That's why the Medrash says that the sun did not come. Where did the or come from? That comes from the malbush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the clothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the garment of Hashem. It didn't come from anything physical. It was his light that came into the world as the spiritual light, and from there came a physical light. So now, how does that fit to Avraham? Avraham was the spiritual light. Not only was he the spiritual light, it was the reishis, or the beginning of the spiritual light. So where did he come from? Physically, he came from Terach. But spiritually, where did he come from? So Anet Amaral says he came from nowhere. He came from himself. And this is the great chidush of Avraham. That just as the light was the chidush, was the newness of physical light in the world, coming from nothing before, so was Avraham a spiritual newness in the world, coming from nothing from before. And he couldn't have. The Rambam writes on him, he says he had no Malamed, he had no Chaver. His father was an Eved Aved Zorah. The whole Medina were idolatries. V'hu eved imayhem. and he served idols together with them. So who taught him? A person, he comes physically from his father and mother, or his ancestors. Spiritually, he comes from his Rebbe. That's why it states that a person has to have honor to his Rebbe like he has to have honor to his physical father and mother. Avraham had no Rebbe. He had no Chaver. There was no light in the world. There was no Torah in the world. There were a few individuals. There was Shem and Aver. They were in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham was in the depths of Ur Kasdim and Bovel. So where did he come from, spiritually? So gigantic of an individual he was, that he came from nowhere. He came from himself. It all started in him. He himself. And the Gemara even says in that he taught himself Kol HaTorah Kula, Kedem Shenitna. He was able to study the entire Torah before it was given. How? He had no Rebbe. It says, he stakel bebira, v'hikar es balabira. He studied the whole world. And from the physical world, he went so far into the depths of the physical world that he was able to recognize the creator of the physical world. And from there he went and he could recognize the creator, he could recognize his Torah. This was the greatness of Abraham. With this, the Maral explains in a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, which is in Bereishis Rabbah and Parshas Na'ech and Parshas Lech Lecho, Perek Lamedtes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told Abraham, you see, actually there's a fallacy here. At the end, right before our Parsha, at the end of Parshas Na'ech, it states, the Terach and Avraham, they left Ur Kasdim and they went to Choron. And there, Terach died. Vayomas Terach b'Choron. And he was 205 years old, he died. Then the next Pasha comes and says that Hashem came to Avraham and said, Lech Lecho. Go out from there and go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells us that when Avram went to Eretz Yisrael, Avram ben Chomei Shonim v'Shivim Shona, he was 75 years old. So Rashi brings from the sages that before it states that Terach was 70 years old when he gave birth to Avraham. So if Terach was 70 years old when he gave birth to Avraham, and Avraham was 75 years old when he was told to go to Eretz Yisrael, so that means Terach at this point would be 145 years old. Yet the Psukim before tells us that Terach already died at 205 years. So there's a fallacy here from 145 years to 205 years, of some 60 years. The Torah tells us Terach died. Then it says, Hashem came to Avraham and said, go to Eretz Yisrael. And that was 60 years before Terach died. So, obviously, the parshas are not in chronological order. That really, Hashem told Abraham 60 years before to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Terach carried on living another 60 years, and then he died. So the parshas are not in chronological order, which is acceptable, because we do find that. But now the question is why? Why did Hashem write the Torah where it's not in chronological order? So the Medrash explains. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham to go away Lech lecho mi'atzecho mi'ladetecho mi'besovicho. Go away. And this was still 60 years before Terach died. Avram said, how could I do such a thing? Avram was afraid to do such a thing. He says, how can I go and leave an old father behind? He says, my whole life has been dedicated to bring your light into the world, to bring your Torah into the world. And that's doing what's right. Can there be a greater injustice that here I have an old father? And at that time we said he was 145 years old. And now I just pack up and leave. This is what he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he said as follows. He says, don't worry. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lecha, no, ani peitrecha mikibur aveim. Ven ani peiter leacher mikibur aveim. He says, I exempt you from the mitzvah of kibur aveim, even though I exempt no one else from the mitzvah of kibur aveim. So you're free to go. V'lei od elamagdi misosel itziosach. And not only that, but I'll write that way in the Torah. That first Terach died, and then we'll talk about you going to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it says first Vayomos Terach Bechoron. And then it says Avraham went to Eretz Yisrael, even though Avraham went to Eretz Yisrael some 60 years before Terach died. Now, first of all, the Maral wants to know, why is Avraham exempt from Kibbur Aveim and nobody else is exempt from Kibbur Aveim? Just Lehapich, it would be just to the contrary. Avraham fulfilled all mitzvahs before they became obligated in them. And here we're freeing him. And secondly, what do you achieve by changing the order of the parashas? What is achieved by that? The fact still remains that Avraham left his father, an old man, and went to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, no. He's saying Avraham was exempt from Kibbur Aveim because Terach was not his father. He says a person who is a father to a son, it's not just a physical father. I mean, animals also have physical offsprings. But they are a father to a son, both physically and in spirit. They are a father. When a father or a mother gives birth to someone, so they are causing him not only to be a physical entity, they're causing him to be a spiritual entity also. They're contributing together with the shutfis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the partnership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're making an odom out of that person. That's B'Tzelem Elokim. So that's the kesher. If they would only produce someone that's purely physical, there would be no mitzvah kibur aveim. We don't find in the animal life a mitzvah of kibur aveim. See? By Terach was not like that. Because Avraham had no spiritual heir. Excuse me, spiritual ancestor. He had no spiritual ancestor. There was no one as great to give him that ancestry. But he had no spiritual ancestor. Anything that was created in Avraham spiritually, he created by himself. From a yesh me'ayin, from nothing. Just as the light of the sun was preceded by darkness, it did not start from anything before. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, there's no mitzvah kibur aveim. Terach is not your father. Physically he brought you into it, but that's all. He's not your father. And therefore he said, we have to first tell about the demise of Terach before we can start with Lech Lecha. Because we're talking here of a crossroads in the universe. Till now, we were speaking of the 20 generations of Tohu Vavohu, of nothingness, of darkness and voidness. The sun is only arising now. You cannot talk and deal with light and darkness at the same time, because they are totally the antithesis of each other. If there's darkness, there is no light. If there's light, there's no darkness. And therefore, first, we have to deal with the generations till the death of Terach. Then we speak with Lech Lecho, and es ha-nefesh asher osu b'chor. And Rashi brings that the last letter of the Parsha, before Lech Lecho, is a nun, nun hafucha. It's an upside-down nun written in the Sefer Torah. Our Sifrei Torah do not have it, but evidently there were those that had it. And there, he says, to show that there's a division here. Nun represents, it says Choron, the Choron, and that's Charon. Charon means the wrath. Till now was the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, after that, we start with the light of the generations. So, this is the comparison of Abraham. This is the comparison of Abraham to the sun, that not only was he the light of the ore that became the core of the world and sustained the world and influenced the entire world forever, but he was the Ascolasa ore, the beginning of the light also. The Medrash brings on the posuk that we have in our Sedra, Vayovo Hapalit Vayaged LaAvraham Ivri. This is in Perek Yud Dalet, Posuk Yud Gimel, that this one who was saved from the war, he came and he told Avraham Ivri. This is the first time that we find in the Torah the word Ivri. So the Medrash asks, what does it mean, Ivri? It gives four meanings there. One is because he came from Eivar Anor, from the other side of the river, or he had later on went to study by Eivar, who was the descendant of Shem, or he spoke Loshen Ivri. But then it says another reason, because Kol Eilam Kula Be'Eivar Echad, Behu Be'Eivar Echad. That when Avram started his work, all of the world was on one side, and he was on the other. He stood up against an entire world. If you want to know what courage is and strength and leadership, that was Abraham. A whole world on one side and he on the other side. And he took them all on. We'll conclude with the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, at the end of Perek Ameches Asfina, Dav Tzarek Aleph, Sof Omer Aleph, Omer Chanan Barova, Omer Rav. Also Hayom Sheniftar Avram Avinu Mina Olam. On the day that Abraham died, Omdu Kol Gidolei Umas Olam. All of the leaders and the greats of the nations of the world came together Bishura. They all came to the Levaya. And they stood Bishura, they stood in a line. The Omru, and they said, Oy Leila Olam Sho'ovad Manhigoy. How misfortunate it is to the world that has lost its leader. Oila Lasfino Sho'ovad Kabranito. How misfortune, how tragic it is for a boat when it loses its captain. So this was, we see here Abraham's influence, and we see this was recognized at the time by the world. This gives us insight into Avraham Avinu.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.